On Fridays, we hear from StoryCorps, everyday people telling stories of their lives. Today marks 25 years since the stock market crash that came to be known as Black Monday. That crash in October of 1987 saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunge 508 points in a single day. Robert Griffo was working on Wall Street then. He recently sat down for StoryCorps to remember what happened to him after the crash.
I worked on Wall Street for 11 years for an investment firm, and I lived a very high lifestyle. I was making a lot of money. I used to walk over homeless people at Grand Central Station when they were begging for money, and I'd say, you need to get a job. But I lost myself on Wall Street. October 19th, 1987, the market crashed, and I was so worried I was going to get laid off. Week to week, I would watch colleagues near me just be escorted out of the buildings. And I quickly fell apart. I would be awake for days because I was using cocaine and heroin, and ended up not only losing my job, but I lost my children, my beautiful wife, and I ended up in the streets. I was a mess. I went to a bridge in Upper Manhattan trying to get the courage up. At the time, I called it the courage to jump. And one time I stood there at the rail for about 30 minutes trying to convince myself that this was the right thing to do. My family would be better off with me gone. And I just said, let's just get this over with. Obviously, I didn't jump. There was always some hope that maybe I can get out of this. And finally, five men from an AA meeting got me out of a box that I was living in the streets. And they said, we're going to get you some help, man. The bums on the street came in and told us about you. They said, there's a kid on the street. Can you please help him? He doesn't belong there. And they came and got me. When I started my life over, I got an apartment. I had a metal chair. That was my couch. I had an upside-down box from a TV set. That was my coffee table. I had a $15 voucher from the Salvation Army to buy pots and pans and forks. And I started my life over. I've lost an awful lot. But I tell a lot of people that today I'm rich, and someday I'll have money again. As far as I'm concerned, I won the lottery. I got my life back.
Robert Griffo at StoryCorps in Canandaigua, New York. He now works at a suicide prevention hotline. This interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. The StoryCorps podcast is at npr.org.